The following broadcast is a presentation of the Mountford Free Methodist Church in Decatur, Illinois. Join us Sundays at 8:15 and 10:45 a.m. or visit us on the web at decaturfmc.org.
Well, Robert Louis Stevenson wrote an old book now called Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. It's a book of a man that basically had two opposite sides, if you will. Dr. Jekyll was nice, smart, good. Mr. Hyde was evil, a murderer. And at first, Dr. Jekyll, he was able to kind of control Mr. Hyde. But after a while, Mr. Hyde just became uncontrollable. They asked the author, Stevenson, how he came up with the idea of the book. And this is what he said. There's always a struggle with the beast that lives within me. Some of us, many of us, feel that struggle. Now, it might not be as big as Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, but we feel the struggle within us at times. A struggle that goes back and forth, a struggle of good versus evil, right? That we want to be good, but yet there are some things in our life that's drawing us to evil, to sin. So all of us, in a way, can relate. We all want to act or live one way, but we have this struggle. It's almost like Adam versus the second Adam. Adam, being Adam and Eve in the Bible, Adam, a sinful nature, versus the second Adam, Jesus, whose grace and forgiveness, the dark versus light, the bondage versus freedom. I grew up not really knowing it, but now looking back at it, watching my father struggling with this. Kind of back and forth, this good versus evil, right, if you will, and really struggling with what he should do. He wanted to do good. He wanted to he wanted to be a good man, and he was, but he had these sins in his life that just haunted him. He had these sins in his life that he couldn't shake at first. These sins destroyed his career, destroyed and broke up the family. Many of you guys know the story of my family, where later on, after 13 years of separation, my dad was completely freed from all addiction and from all sin, and my parents got back together, and they renewed their vows. And my dad lived in freedom for the last 5 years of his life. One thing that we do know is this. We are all flawed and sinful people in need of God's grace. Each and every one of us are in that same category. We're in the same boat, that we are flawed and sinful people in need of the grace of God. I don't care who you are or what you look like or what you've done. We all fall in that same category. I don't care what your name is. We need his grace. When Adam and Eve were created, everything was perfect, wasn't it? There was no shame, there was no fear. They're just two beautiful people created by God in His image in a beautiful garden filled with freedom to eat and enjoy what God gave. And God had one rule. You see that tree? Don't eat that apple. Now it was the serpent. It was Satan who came along and made them believe that, oh, you don't really have freedom because look at the rule that you have. You don't have freedom here. Now, look at this apple. Don't you just want to take a bite? What bad will it do? And so they did. See, the devil brought the war inside of them. With all the freedom that they had around them, they wanted to do right, but they were tempted of the one thing that they couldn't do. We've all been there in one way or another. Maybe your mom has made all these cookies and they tell you, or she tells you, you could have these cookies, but this pan is special. You can't eat off of this pan. As a kid, what do you want to try to eat? The special one. Oh, but I want to see what that tastes like. Even yesterday, we had some family over, and so my sister-in-law is gluten-free, so we made some gluten-free stuff and some other stuff. And so I'm even to a point where I'm like, I had this, and I'm like, but I want to try what the gluten-free tastes like. And so I tasted it, and yeah, you can eat it. Go ahead. Wasn't too bad. If you have your Bible, turn with me to Romans chapter 7. Now, what we're going to do throughout this month is we are going to focus on sin through this month. And I want to encourage you as a church, each and every one of us, during this month, during these weeks, I want us to be real with one another and real with ourselves. And I want us to look at our own hearts deep down inside. And I want us to come before God and say, God, show me that sin in my life. Because the truth is, we might not even know that what we're doing is wrong or is against God, but we need God to even reveal some of those stuff. And there are some things that some of us, we know it's a sin, and yet we keep on doing it, right? And so we're struggling with that. So during this month, I encourage you to really be real with yourself. To search your heart and to ask yourself, what sin do I have? What sin do I need to work on? Now, we've done this once before, but this month we're going to have an opportunity every single Sunday for anyone, as we close the service, to come forward and to write down a sin. We have special pieces of paper up here and pens. Please use these pieces of paper, not your own. And every week, you're going to have the opportunity, because maybe every week it might be something different that God is revealing to you. But you have the opportunity to come forward and to write your sin on the piece of paper and then to nail it to this cross. So all week, All month we're going to do this until the last week we're talking about freedom of sin. And then we're going to see how God frees us from that. So Romans chapter 7, we're going to start in verse 14. This is Paul writing. And I love this portion of scripture that Paul writes to us because it's so real. It's so honest. You can see his honesty coming through the page. It's something that each of us can relate to. Why? Because we've already mentioned we are all flawed and sinful people. So we all can relate to this type of struggle that Paul is dealing with. Romans chapter 7, starting in verse 14. Here is the word of the Lord. We know that the law is spiritual, but I am unspiritual, sold as a slave to sin. Let's stop there. So what does it say is spiritual? Who can tell me? The law. The law is spiritual. Now, what law are we talking about? We're talking about God's law. His law is spiritual. His law is good. Now, law is good because it helps us to know what is wrong and what isn't. It helps us to know what we should be doing and what we shouldn't. It helps us to know what really is sin. And then what do we see is unspiritual? We are. He says, I am unspiritual, which means we are unspiritual. And then right after that, it says, sold as a slave to sin. People, I want you to be aware that this is what sin does to us at times. If we don't do anything about it, that it keeps us in bondage. It locks us up and it keeps us so we can't live freely in Christ if we have this sin in our life and we're not doing anything about it. Sold as a slave to sin. Let's keep on reading. I do not understand what I do, Paul writes. For what I want to do, I do not do. But what I hate, I do. And if I do what I do not want to do, I agree that the law is good. As it is. It is no longer I myself who do it, but it is a sin living in me. For I know that good itself does not dwell in me. That is, in my sinful nature. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing. Now, if I do what I do not want to do, it is no longer I who do it, but it is sin living in me that does it. Have you ever felt like that? I know I don't want to do this sin. I know I shouldn't, but I keep on doing it and I keep on coming back to it over and over. I think every single one of us probably has some sort of thing in our life that we can come back to and said, yes, I see the pain there. For me, right now I have a friend that we're keeping each other accountable. And so he came to me and he said, hey, I need your help over some issues. Can we pray and talk every week? And we need to keep each other accountable. And so every week I call him and we talk. And he's going through this type of struggle. And he's saying, I know these things I'm trying to do, but it's a struggle within me. Sometimes it's every single day where I feel like I'm battling this. And I don't want to do it, but yet a part of me, this is what I want to do. I think each of us has something in one time or another in our life that we can relate to this. And maybe for some, it's a different sin than others. But let me ask you this question now. What sin is in your life? Maybe we should go a step further. That each and every one of us should ask God, God, will you reveal to me what sin that you want me to work on today? Because like I said earlier, maybe the truth is the way that you're speaking, you're not thinking about it, but it's not glorifying God. Either with gossip or the type of words that you use. Maybe the things that you are looking at, you're not thinking about, but God is saying, this is not glorifying me. Maybe it's pride. Maybe it's selfishness. Whatever it is, allow God to reveal it to you. What sin is in your life? Let's keep on reading. Verse 21. So I find this law at work. Although I want to do good, evil is right there with me. I feel that Adam and Eve kind of felt this way. I want to do good, but I feel like evil is there. The serpent keeps on telling me to eat. For in my inner being, I delight in God's law. But I see another law at work in me, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within me. Get this next few words. What a wretched man am I? Who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death? You see, Paul understands what the scripture says, that it says that the wages of sin is what? Death. So if we are sinful people, it leads to death. But it doesn't end there. So he's asking the question, who will rescue me from this death? Who will rescue me from my sin? And this is what he says. Thanks be to God who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord. Oh, Jesus. Jesus rescues us. Jesus frees us. In Christ, we have freedom. Oh, I think maybe some of you were sleeping during that. In Christ, we have freedom. Reminds me of Braveheart. If you've ever seen the movie, he's trying to get his army ready to do battle. And he gives them this pep talk. And he's on the back of his horse and he says, they can take our lives, but they will never take our... Oh, you guys don't do it justice. Freedom. They will take our lives, but they will never take our freedom. Jesus gives us freedom. There is freedom in Christ. So then, last line. So then I myself in my mind am a slave to God's law, but in my sinful nature a slave to the law of sin. So my question to you, is what are you a slave to this morning? Slave to sin or slave to God? Who is your master? I mean, let's look at Adam and Eve once again. Look at what happened when sin came in. Instantly, as they bit the apple, instantly shame came upon them. And they looked at one another and they had this shame and they took the fig leaves to cover themselves up. And in a way, when we sin, shame comes upon us in one way or another. And what we do is we try to cover ourselves up so people can't see that sin that is dwelling within us, but we know it's there. So we try to cover it up. And so some of us might be walking around with these fig leaves all over us because we're ashamed of what people might say or think if they really see what is underneath of it. And so shame instantly happened. And what else instantly happened was they became afraid. They became afraid of God. And then this sin, in some way or another, kind of separated them from God. They were afraid, they were ashamed, and what did they start doing? They started to run. I'm going to run from God. Because they didn't want to face him. I want you to hear this morning. Maybe it's you, but if it's not you, I can tell you that there are thousands and thousands of people today that have the same feeling, that they have the shame within them, and it's the shame and guilt that's keeping them away from coming to church or from coming before the presence of God. But I want you to understand that we have freedom in Christ. Who can take away that shame? Who can take away that guilt? Who can take away that sin? We have freedom. Well, I'm going to start preaching my message a month from now. But this is, as we close, a few things to remember as a sinner for each of us. We need to remember that number one, we are all sinful. We're all in that same category. You're not alone. And so you're not doing this alone. So remember that you are all sinful. Second thing, remember that your untreated sin separates you from God. And so you need to do something about it. And there's some levels of things that we need to do with our sin. Number one, we need to admit that we have sin. Number two, we need to confess and come before God and say, God, I give you this sin. I am so sorry. And number three, we need to repent. Now, if we just admit that we have sin and even confess our sin, but we don't repent and turn away from our sin, what good is that doing when we just come back to it over and over and over again? That we need to admit, we need to confess, and then we need to repent, turn away from it. Third thing that we need to remember as a sinner is you can't do it on your own. It's not in your power, but it's through Christ. Christ can give you that freedom. And the fourth thing to remember is accountability always helps. Find a friend, someone around you that can keep you accountable, that you can keep each other accountable. Accountability always helps. So we're just going to take some time right now. And we have these pieces of paper up here. And then here we have some nails. And we have a hammer. Several hammers. We could have several people nailing at a time. This week, if God is bringing to mind a sin in your life or something in your life that you just need to nail at the cross. This is why Jesus died, for your sin. And so again, we're going to have this opportunity every week this month, after every sermon, to come up and to write something down and to nail it on the cross. But I just want to ask you, is there something in your life that God is revealing to you of saying, hey, you need to work on this. You need to be freed of this. Because we have freedom in Christ. And so, Larry, if you can just maybe play a quiet song in the background. We're going to just have a time of prayer. And if any of you think of something, come. Grab a pen, grab a piece of paper, a hammer and nails, and nail it to the cross. When you nail it, you don't have to nail it very far in here, and you're going to see we've already provided holes that's going to help you nail it here on the cross. So you don't have to really put the nail in there. You just have to tap it several times so it sticks. But what sin do you need to work on today? What sin do you need to be freed of?